But the apple tree was written about a childhood memory, going back to the Isle of Wight, where I came from many years ago. And it's really about a loss of innocence, adolescence, and so forth, and that point where you become aware of yourself as a person. You know, it's the apple tree. In that other country of the past, there is a farm, abandoned as a result of unrecorded tragedy, and rambling into weed-haunted wasteland, where wild creatures roam and claim sanctuary to raise their young. It's a far and lonely place on the edge of an old forest, where few people have any cause to visit. Behind the farm and pressing hard against the trees, as if trying to escape some large but nameless cruelty, is a long-neglected orchard full of apples, betrayed by market forces and forgotten. Apples with elegant and graceful-sounding names. Egremont Russets, Darcy Spice, Lord Lambourne, and the Beauty of Bath. They're lost and gone forever now, like street kids shooting drugs, their gangling growth unpruned and fruit rotting where it falls. In the middle of the orchard stands the highest tree, thick-stemmed and twisted with age, but still bearing the sweetest fruit, glowing in the dusk like tiny crucibles of fire. In scattered dreams, which may or may not reflect reality, I scramble through a broken fence after school and munch on apples like some contented beast, ignorant of its guilt. Then I climb the highest tree, right to the very top, and rest in a cradle of sheltering leaves, from where I can see the farmhouse roof, and a curl of smoke from one of its chimneys. The place has been empty for years, and my flesh tightens under a knife edge of sudden fear, causing the tree to shiver around me, as if disturbed by beating wings. But I'm well hidden, I tell myself. Is it possible anyone can know that I am here? Below me, the tops of smaller trees stretch away like a surface of rippling field of wheat, empty and silent, except for the soft thud of a wary footstep that drags my gaze downwards like a startled bird. But it's just a falling clutch of overripe apples, coming to rest among dappled grasses, as winter moons on frozen and forgotten seas. I look up again, until the east, the forest darkens into silhouette and shadow, and to the west, beyond the farmhouse roof, with its unexplained ribbon of grey smoke, a big yellow sun is masked by vaporous cloud, giving off the tawny sheen of sweet water running down through honey. I catch my breath, sensing the closeness of unknowable things, feeling them move around me like the folds of a dark and voluptuous cloak, whose touch is gentle, yet as strong as a discovered poem, or a picture, or a piece of music that makes you feel as tall as Christ, even though you don't know why. I gaze beyond the farmhouse roof, towards the horizon, like an eagle watching for its mate, and a sudden coldness falls upon me as the future dreams me into life. I can feel it breathing all around me in the air, as if coming from the apple tree itself. And I am born at the age of 12, 7 meters high above the ground, cradled by a tree that nobody wants, and watched by an empty farmhouse with its chimney of culpable smoke. I climb back down to a world that looks unchanged, but will never be the same again. And neither will I.